TheRadioAntenna.com, the home of Australian air checks.
He used to call himself the rock and roll animal, which inspired Norman Gustin to call himself the rock and roll vegetable. It's 23 minutes past 8. That's Lou Reed from Transformer, Walk on the Wild Side. If you're thinking of getting a barbecue for the summer, I can get you a good deal. So don't go out and buy one just yet. Tomorrow at any Clean Heat Gas Centre, if you've got a gold pass from 96FM, you can get one of those Maxco Flair barbecues. Normally, they'd cost you about $253. We can save you, what is it, $54 on it. You can get one for only $199 versus $253. It's only at Clean Heat Gas Centres for 96FM gold pass holders, and the deal's only on tomorrow, so get into it. 23 past 8. Playgrounds in Paradise captures surfing scenes and events never seen on film before. Alan Rich's movie about the ultimate in world surfing adventure. See Sean Thompson, Larry Blair and Mark Richards rip the waves apart. You'll also experience the latest on skateboards and skis as you travel from Australia, Africa and Europe to America, Hawaii and Asia. See Playgrounds in Paradise and you have the chance to win 14 sunbaked days at the exciting Bali Sunset Club. Or you may be able to ride your own waves on a custom-built Morning Mist surfboard. Plus, each night, two girls will win Sunseeker bikinis. A lucky guy will go home with a new O'Neill wetsuit and another with a SurfAids leg rope. It's all there for the winning when you see the world surfing adventure Playgrounds in Paradise, rated G, and now showing for an exclusive season at the Regal Theatre at 8 nightly. Catch it if you can. 96FM, 24 past 8. John Cougar, living in Miami. 28 minutes past 8, 96FM stereo. Here's a fellow who'll be at the Entertainment Centre on Tuesday the 6th of next month, and there's still some good seats available to see him and his band. It's James Taylor.
Do me wrong.
Good morning. It's 8:30 and going to be a brilliant day in Perth. I'm Murray Dixon with 96FM News and Information. Police involved in security for the upcoming Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting have raided houses in several Sydney suburbs. Sean Flannery says the police were acting on information supplied by the New South Wales Special Branch. We'll have sport and weather details next.
Bev, have you seen this Willy's sale ad? They're clearing knitwear for $1. Knitwear for $1? Let me see. Willy's $1 to $15 sale. Look, they've got blouses, pants, jeans and skirts for $5. And these dresses were $40 down to $10. Tracksuits for $15. Rosemary, I think we'd better get off this bus and down to Willy's.
You can't afford to miss Willy's $1 to $15 fashion sale. It's on now. Willy's under Irene White's Hay Street and at Morley City.
The assault charge against former England cricket captain Ian Botham has ended with a judge ordering a verdict of not guilty. He made the order after the foreman of the jury said the panel could not reach a verdict.
Botham has been accused of carrying a Maynard in London.
Perth's weather fine with southeasterly winds and an afternoon sea breeze. We're headed for a glorious top of 20 degrees and at 25 to 9 we have 14 of them. I'm Murray Dixon for 96FM.
XNOW, 96FM, stereo, with an album there that's only in the last couple of months become a hit in the eastern states. We were onto that about a year or so ago. Christopher Cross with his Grammy Award-winning LP, Criss Cross, Never Be the Same. Before that, played Bob Seger's You'll Accompany Me from his new live album, 9 Tonight. It's 17 to 9 in the morning at 96FM stereo. If you're on your way through the city and you're likely to go along the Narrows Bridge, you're planning that and you're heading south, try and avoid it if you can. Go another way. Southbound traffic on the Narrows is at a complete standstill because of a multi-car pile-up there. From where I sit here, I can almost see the thousands of white knuckles glinting in the early morning sunshine as they grip the steering wheels. If you're stuck there, hope you get free soon. Just hang around and enjoy the music. You've got a good excuse for being late this morning. 16 to 9.
It's been so long without you. When I hear that whistle blow, I see you waiting by the window, and I can't wait to get on home.
If you're in the mood for a really good cup of tea right now, a cuppa you can really taste, look for Bushel's Bags of Flavour and a great money-saving offer. Three packs of 100 Bushel's teacup bags for the price of two. A banded pack offer that's available for a limited time only at your favourite store or supermarket. Look for the dark blue Bushel's packs now and save money on Bushel's Bags of Flavour.
16 minutes to 9, 96 FM stereo with the new Little River Band album. 96 FM stereo with Bob Stewart, 11 minutes to 9. Hope you're enjoying the music. That's LRB from their new LP Time Exposure with the Night Owls. The ladies of the night from Sydney are going to get together and have a great old time pretty soon. According to the Bulletin magazine, I'll quote directly from it, to celebrate 10 years of porno publishing, one Bill Horn of Ribald magazine is organising the inaugural Hooker's Ball at the Chevron Hotel in Sydney. Pros, call girls, whores, trollops and moles and streetwalkers, harlots and trulls, whatever they are, all the same, I guess. Not to mention also the sober conservative businessmen who run Sydney's massageries and the girls who work for them are all booking tickets for the Hooker's Ball at $40 a double. Organising the ball, Gordon Thomas called the Sydney Town Hall to see if the happy throng could be accommodated there. And the lady on the phone said, "Hookers, eh? That'd be the real estate people, wouldn't it?"
Mazakilis, makers of individually designed engagement rings, bring you another milestone in the history of love. She was the girl next door, just a kid. Apple-cheeked, a little better at sport than a girl should be, and, well, who wants to talk to a girl about the silver medal she won for raising guinea pigs? So he ignored her and lived a rambunctious bachelorhood. Flyer of aeroplanes, frogman, free spirit. Meanwhile, she seemed destined to meet a stockbroker and settle down to obscurity until she turned a sparkling 16 and he phoned to ask, "Would you care to drop by and meet my new horse?" She did care to, for on July 29th, 1981, Di Spencer, the girl next door, married His Royal Highness Prince Charles Philip Arthur George, Prince of Wales and Duke of Cornwall. At Mazakilis, we design and make individual engagement rings, and we believe there's been only one important love affair in all history. Yours. Mazakilis. We understand how you feel.
Here's Steve Forbert at 10 to 9, 96 FM. It's 6 minutes to 9.
TheRadioAntenna.com, the home of Australian air checks.